Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are you doing, Wagner?
Time for that, our non-award-winning segment. What are you doing, Wagner? We're just wondering what you're doing, what people are doing, what things have been going on. And I didn't want to miss this text because it may disappear from my screen. As we discussed which franchise, which ownership group was acting more disgraceful, the Cubs or Cubs or Bears, 630, the Cubs' problem is from greed, the Bears' stems from stupidity. That's a really good dividing line, Mark Rohde. That's a really good definition right there.
Succinct?
And, yep, it's right there.
How about, let me throw this question out there, too, before you get to your what are we doing, Wagner, here. An inside baseball question. Would this be the time for the Cubs to pivot marquee to cover more Chicago sports and pounce while NBCSN as a whole is shredding?
I don't think so.
It's a Cubs network. I don't know if he means like try to get the Bulls and stuff like that. Like maybe more games that NBC Sports Chicago would carry, but I don't think that they would go and get like try to get the Bulls and Blackhawks and stuff like that. That would make sense, right? On a Cubs network,
because they're part owners. You're talking about part owners of what's left of NBC Sports Chicago. So,
yeah.
I don't know. This would be time to go get an owner like Steve Cohen. That's really what you want. Moving right along. So in What Are You Doing, Wagner, we had a notable passing. There have been several in the last 24 hours. We will deal with Henry Aaron later on. Right now, in case you hadn't heard, 87 years, Larry King passed away. The talk show, some of the best things you ever heard overnight. He was the news version, the general talk version of Les Grobstein. He was overnight. Yeah. He was there. He was always there for you. He was a one of a kind, Larry King was. And then everybody saw him on CNN. You saw him all over with a talk show and stuff like that. But originally it was Mutual Broadcasting. It was overnight. And Trash Panda here has gotten together some of Larry's greatest hits, I guess you'd call them. Trash Panda, share with the class what you brought us.
All right, guys. So, these are probably three of my personal favorite Larry King moments. Mm-hmm. And so the first one is from, well, it's from an actor that was in the show Community. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show. Danny Pudi. So he played Abed in Community. So he was on with Larry King, and they had this amazing exchange.
A luxury you can't live without.
A luxury I can't live without. Coffee. I really like good coffee.
It's not a luxury you can get it anywhere.
I guess, yeah, I like good coffee.
I love coffee, too.
I like nice socks.
Socks. Your socks, what you put in your shoes?
Yeah, I really love them. I like kind of like, you know, cozy feet.
You're attracted to your socks.
I'm attracted to really nice running socks. Like, I'm always looking for good running socks.
That's not a luxury, though. Coffee and socks are not a luxury.
All right, give me a luxury. What luxury should I have?
Private plane.
Larry, I'm on DuckTales.
I thought it was just amazing.
It is. That's a great choice. And by the way, it wasn't just on Community as a show, which was probably the bigger name was Chevy Chase when it started, but it became Childish Gambino by the end. That was your star.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so next.
All right, next up, this is from The Simpsons, one of the earlier episodes. Not when I say earlier, I mean first 10 seasons. I can't remember the exact episode it's from, but this is one of... I think he had several appearances on The Simpsons. I could be wrong about that, but this is at least one of the appearances that he had.
I'm your moderator, Larry King. Now a word to our audience. Even though we're being broadcast on Fox, there's no need for obnoxious hooting and hollering.
That's it. Just nice. Short and sweet.
That's it.
You just had to get your Simpsons in.
Well, of course.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Obviously. Right. Let me look who you're talking to here. So
yeah, I get it.
The final one, this is the longest one, and this is the one that this is one that you know Rosie pointed out. This is the one that has been talked about on Twitter most today. I don't know mm-hmm. if it's one of the more famous exchanges considering who it's with. So this is Larry King and Jerry Seinfeld shortly after Seinfeld ended.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did, sir.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. But, yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Why are you... Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's a big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
B-movie opens. B-movie opens.
Can we get a resume in here for
B-movie
me?
B-movie opens
so
tomorrow.
Over?
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I never heard that. That is great.
Yeah, I had not seen that in a while. I forgot how good it was, and it reminded me of
Larry.
Did you ever watch Getting Coffee with Comedians in Cars?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, most of the episodes, sure.
The one he did with Carl Reiner that included Mel Brooks.
Yeah, yeah, where they eat lunch together every day.
Mel Brooks doesn't know who Jerry Seinfeld is in that episode.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, you go watch that again, and Carl Reiner sort of calls him out on it. He goes, you don't know who he is. Oh, Mel Brooks says, you're the guy with the sketches, right? And Jerry's looking at him, and Carl Reiner, you don't know who he is, do you? Well done, Trash Panda.
Well done. I got to go. Yeah, it's so funny, man, because I literally 5 minutes ago, I was like, why is Jerry Seinfeld trending? And the question has been answered. That's why Jerry Seinfeld is trending.
That's it. We got you an answer. All right, so speaking of answers, there's all these athletes have been doing Zoom post-game conferences. And much like the way the NCAA would do it is they'd have them run up and do one after another, one after another, one after another. And so they're doing it this way on Zoom, so someone's waiting in the wings. So here's Anthony Davis. He'll be in town with the Lakers tonight. And here's Anthony Davis at the end of his Zoom, and I guess his coach, Frank Vogel, is standing in the wings as Anthony Davis finishes his Zoom press conference.
Frank Vogel is the most handsome coach I ever had. Oh, what's up, coach?
Hey! Nice. Hey. You're learning. Training's kicking.
I try to train all my players. This is what they're supposed to say about their coach when they're done with their press conference. He finally did it. The training's kicking.
There you go.
What a handsome man.
Handsome coach I ever played. There you go. And there's Frank
Vogel.
Who
is the most handsome NBA head coach of all time? Is it Pat Riley?
He's just the most Michael Douglas looking guy with the same hair, and they did the whole thing.
Doug Collins in the perm days. Perm days, Doug Collins.
Yeah.
before you became worn.
Yeah, nobody you.
Nobody really stands out, right? Mike Fratello.
Frank Layden. No. I don't know. Frank Layden. You got.
No.
Not doing that.
Okay. Not doing that. Not any of the Van Gundys.
No, not random Van Gundys.
Yeah. Carry on.
I know. We have a quarterback update. A Bears quarterback.
I've been wondering about this. You teased this earlier. What's up?
Yeah. Well, here you go. I want to. This was shared with us by Trash Panda, so I'll let him walk this up because nobody's been reporting this. Nobody's been on top of this. Nobody's been as obsessed with the Bears quarterback story like Trash Panda. So why don't you share with the class?
What up, TP?
So last night, let me see if I can get the timestamp on when this was posted. It was later in the evening, after 10, 11 o'clock. A post was made on Instagram by Jay Cutler himself. On his Instagram that used to be ran by his wife, by Kristen, right? And now is ran by him. So, post comes up, and it's Jay and Kristen taking a selfie together. And it says, the caption reads, "The world is full of users. 10 years can't break that." And now there's just wild speculation about, whether they're back together, because if you remember, of course, last year we had an entire series of shows where we updated. In fact, this segment was born, I think, from us constantly updating Jay Cutler's life. And yes, so now we've come full circle, and the Twitter and Instagram was a storm with, are they back together or not? Because like, there's been radio silence since then. I didn't check Kristen's Instagram. I only follow Jay. I don't check Kristen, so I'll check hers right now to see if she said anything.
But it was important to follow her because she was playing tonsil hockey with the Chicago artist, and we reported on that in a What Are You Doing Wegner segment right after Jay and Tomi Lahren were seen out in Nashville.
Well, I thought that was a hot couple.
Maybe I followed her for a while and then decided that she broke my boy's heart, so I'm not going to give her the courtesy of my follow. But she posted the exact same picture with the exact same caption yesterday. Okay. So that's you know, make of it what
I enjoyed
we will,
the Cutler Tomi Lahren thing. That was fun. Then it didn't take, apparently. So
apparently not. Well, I'm glad we were able to to get to that. Apparently, E! Channel reported, I know that my diva works at E! Channel, E! News reported that nothing has changed. So they're still separated, and I guess Jay still won't give her $5 million for a mansion, which is sort of where we last left the finances of this thing. Quote,
that's right.
They're friends and they are single, and they will always have each other's back. That's apparently the quote. And in some form or another, they're co-parenting. So
I hope so.
There's your update on that.
you want a Toby update real quick?
I was just going to say that before we get to the grobber. Let's get a Toby update as far as What Are You Doing, Wegner. Apparently, Toby is emailing
you. Yeah, this is a big day for Trash Panda today because some of this is directed at him once again. Yeah, you stay the whole show, man. Your voice is heard, and people start taking shots at you. Welcome to Steve and I in our world, man.
Yeah.
First of all, he said he wanted to get in on where he was listening from. He said he's listening from the cold and cloudy coast, and he says at least it's not raining. And the picture he sent me, there's like a swamp, and then I think mountains in the background. So I'm assuming that when he says the coast and it's cold, that he'd be on the East Coast. So that's where Toby is. And then, I don't know if I missed part of this email, but it just starts with, just don't talk to Adam. It's appropriate since he likes to ignore people! ! Since I'll probably be ignored, ask Rick Camp if he knows this trick. Oreo in the freezer allows you to fully remove the icing cake from the wafer. Now eligible to make unlimited stuff. Maybe we'll talk. And then he says, period, ugh, comma, Bears. and then there was a little bit more about how he tried to call a few weeks ago and then the lines were busy for a half an hour. So I don't know if Studs was pulling that old producer trick where they X out all the lines because they don't want to hear from the people, but that's it. That's what Toby has to say.
All right, thanks, Toby. I can't vouch for anything that happened after noon in the past couple shows. So if the lines were blocked at that point, after I was gone, it's not on me. And
gotcha.
I will say that the lines might have been blocked for a full hour today, maybe or maybe not, but we had a full hour of stuff going on.
So why do you block the lines? You guys don't want to hear from the people? You guys just think, like, you know, you don't want to hear people call and say, hey, just wondering what the score of this game is, or what's that all about, blocking out the
lines? It's the incessant ringing that just, I can't take it.
You can't turn off the ringer?
No, I probably could, but we need the ringer to know that, like, to alert us, you know, to the fact that there's a call.
I gotcha. But in the meantime, you don't want to be taking those calls.
We didn't have any breaking phone calls today. But
None.
Okay. Well, maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
All right. We'll try that again next week. We'll ask where people are listening and who's the bigger disgrace, Cubs ownership or Bears ownership. And we'll see if that gets a breaking phone call. For now, Mark, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will acknowledge the passing of one of the all-time greats, Henry Aaron. And we're going to do that with one of our all-time greats, Les Grobstein.
Yes.
And we will share that with everybody on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. We thank you for listening wherever it is, however it is, under whatever condition you're doing it, whether you're a WB Club member or a day drinker. Self-medication is the best medication in these challenging times. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
What up?
marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
That was the legendary moment, as called by Vin Scully, and a legendary home run by Henry Aaron. And what Vin Scully did on that call, once it was gone, he shut up until Henry Aaron got around the bases. Other broadcasters will tell you everything at 7:15 is it, Vinny knew that you already knew. And then he put it into just spectacular perspective of what just happened. And we would later find out the kind of things that Henry Aaron had to go through, switching hotels and running red herring cars, death threats for the family, for him, because he was a black man in the Deep South getting a standing ovation. But before that happened, he was getting death threats. That was number 7:15. It was in 1974. And that was remembered in the wake of his passing yesterday. Henry Aaron passed away. And I don't know if you, Mark, do you have a memory, a thought, and anything that jumps to mind, the picture, the snapshot that jumps to mind when someone says Henry Aaron?
I mean, just him, that replay of him rounding second base and holding his helmet on, and that seems to be the one, you know, not having watched him play, that's the, I am sort of dependent upon what highlights are shown, and that is the one that leaks through more than anything. I feel like the more I read about Henry Aaron and have read about him in the past, God, we just sucked, man. Like, the fact that he had
You're right.
I feel like saying sorry. You know what I mean? Like, every time I read these stories or hear about what he had to go through, I'm like, man, we were awful. We're just awful. Like, that society let that go. And I'm sure that if I'd lived back then, I would have been part of the problem, just like letting it happen. You know what I mean? Like, not that I'm racist, but I probably would have been guilty in that I would have allowed it to happen and just kind of been like, oh, well, that sucks. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, every time I read these and hear these stories, I'm like, that just blows and that sucks. And considering how we revere athletes and idolize them and the pedestal we put them on, and he had to go through all that crap, it sucks.
It does indeed. Some would argue we haven't moved much forward since 1974. But that's not why you called today. We called Les Grobstein. He's on the guest hotline, brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan. And there was a memorable Chicago moment Henry Aaron was involved in. There were actually a lot of them. He came to Wrigley a lot. He was, we'll replay an interview with Billy Williams that he did with Bruce and the newly named Chris. His co-host on Inside the Clubhouse. But yeah. Les, thanks for joining us. And I thought, were you in the ballpark for Kenny Holtzman's no-hitter?
I was indeed. And as soon as Aaron hit that ball, I thought it was across the street. And Billy Williams went back into the curve in the wall, leaped up and caught it, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing there, but he did grab it. And Kenny Holtzman even said after the game, he says when it was hit, he thought it was gone. And then in the ninth inning, he threw nothing but fastballs. He didn't throw any curves, no off-speed stuff. He says, I was going to either get it or not get it by throwing nothing but fastballs. And he did.
Les, did you ever interview Hank Aaron?
Many, many times. I talked to him when he was one time when he was still with the Braves when they were in Milwaukee. But I was really, really young at that point. Of course, they moved to Atlanta in 1966. But I've interviewed him many other times. The last time I talked to him, I mentioned how it's always been my thought. I said, I've got my all-time outfielder situation, and I haven't changed it. I said, it's you, it's Willie, and it's Roberto. And I said, and he smiled ear to ear, and he says, thank you very much. And you could see he agreed with me on that. He loved being put in the same category with Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente. Of course, Clemente's been gone since the end of 1972 on New Year's Eve. But Willie, who's still around now, usually he's in Arizona around spring training time and does a lot of book signing things that year. But he and Hank Aaron remain very good friends to this day.
Les Grobstein is our guest. You can hear him overnights on The Score. And I, one of the, if you're a hockey fan, you'll often quote the idea that Wayne Gretzky could have simply scored zero goals and his assists would make him the all-time point leader in the NHL. That's how dominant he was. Well, here's I was reminded of that stat when I saw this about Henry Aaron. That if you took away all of his 755 home runs, he is still in the 3,000 hit club. That is an amazing career. That's something that I just, I was stunned. I never thought about that. Lessie was one of the most consistent ball players ever.
And a great outfielder. We know how great Willie Mays was defensively. We know how unbelievable Roberto Clemente is. And there have been others, Dwight Evans in the American League with Boston, and others that were great outfielders. But Hank Aaron was such a good hitter, and he never hit more than 40 home runs in a season. Is that incredible? I mean, a lot of guys, you'd think all those home runs he hit, they'd hit maybe 50 or 55. And we know that the steroid guys like Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and people like that. Bottom line is Hank Aaron never hit more than 50 in a year, or 40 in a year, excuse me.
Grobber, what did pitchers say about facing him? Like, what did Cubs pitchers say when the approach of going up against a guy like Hank Aaron?
Let the ball go and then close your eyes and hope he just doesn't hit it out of the yard. The guy had as quick a wrist as any. The only guy who had wrists as quick as his was Ernie Banks.
Billy.
Ernie had.
Oh, I thought you were going to say amazing. Billy. What about Billy? Billy's got quick wrists.
Billy was both wrists and power. He was both.
Oh, okay.
In the case of Henry Aaron, his wrists were unbelievable, and you didn't realize how much power he had because his wrists were so quick.
I had an opportunity to interview Henry Aaron on the 30th anniversary of the home run. It was in Atlanta. I was just starting out to do the Out Loud series of interviews I did, and how do you not want to start with Henry Aaron? And in the course of the interview, he's telling this story that I'd never heard before. And just going back to when you were becoming a star, baseball being a star now has changed over the years. And he said there's a moment after he got a big league contract that he's with his dad in Mobile, Alabama. They're on the floor of a grocery store. His dad always wanted to own this grocery store. They're pulling cans off and they're putting cans back on. And Henry Aaron says, Dad, do you want to own this store? He goes, yeah. And Henry Aaron bought the store for his dad. And he told it with a little more flair than I did. I never heard this, but it's all the kind of story that so much of what we've read about Henry Aaron, if you didn't know before, what a humble man he was, how he was not interested in being, if he was ever called a hero, he just wanted to be an example. He did not want to be the star of the show, but it was unavoidable. He was the star of stars. When he walked into a room, there were people who got tongue-tied. And these are Major League Baseball players who got tongue-tied when he was around. It was an amazing thing that we come across people like that in our business less. It's a great opportunity.
Like I said, I've been around. I've been able to see him a long time. Some of our colleagues never saw him play for the Milwaukee Braves before that team relocated for Atlanta. One of the stories was, even though Hank Aaron is from the Deep South, from Mobile, Alabama, he was concerned about the Braves moving into Atlanta because, let's face it, that's in the Deep South. Whereas when the Braves were still playing in Milwaukee and played at County Stadium. But he felt a little more comfortable when he first walked into Atlanta Fulton County Stadium and saw, that place was known as the launching pad. And he realized, hey, this could be a pretty neat city. And he was cranking homers out of there like they were going out of style. And as far as him being humble, absolutely. And I was one of those that, I was furious when people were sending him a racist email. Not even email didn't exist then, but people were sending him mail and stuff like that. It really ticked me off. I was only 22 years old when he broke Babe Ruth's record, and here was a white kid from the North Side, and I was pulling like hell for this guy. I wanted him to break that record more than anything else, and I was thrilled the day he did that. And as for other people who didn't like it because they were racist or whatever, my attitude was, you know what? As we say, and you would understand this, Rosie, that anybody that thought that, they could kiss me and tuck us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I prefer less? KMA. KMA.
You can do that, too.
Yeah,
we weren't KMA. Using initials at that point, and all. Kathy is sitting right next to me here, and she's laughing her butt off about this whole situation.
She's laughing her tongue off?
She knows Grody very well, and Mark, she says hello to you, by the way.
Oh, God bless her. Say hi to Kathy. I love Kathy. What are you guys up to today, man? We've had a hard time tracking you down today, brother.
See, she's laughing with what you're saying.
Yeah, I love Kathy. I haven't seen her in so it's been since the Lady Gaga concert that I've seen Kathy. My God.
Are you guys both forever. Little monsters? Is Les a little monster too?
He became one, but he kind of resented her at first. Don't you? You don't really like Lady Gaga.
I wasn't a big fan, but I got tickets for us to go because I was trying to do it. I know how much Kathy loved her, and I wanted to do Kathy a favor. And, you know, it was better than I thought. And needless to say, she was on that thing the other day for the inauguration, so she had a lot of times where she had a chance to appear and do whatever. But you know what? I liked it better than I thought I was going to. I'm thinking, oh my gosh! And I talked about it on the air that night here on the Score, and Kathy didn't believe me that I mentioned on the air that I was there.
Yeah, you were there. We, you know, hey man, you and I both found. I was there with my girlfriend at the time. You were there with the lovely Kathy, and we're like, hey man. Just do it all for the nookie, you know?
Right. There you go. Now, that's excellent. So, Les, I'll leave you with this. I had not seen this before, but this is from Tom Hondricourt, who covers baseball, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel forever. And he passes along this story. Bob Uecker has a story about the first time he met Hank Aaron with the Braves. I came up to him and said, "Hi, I'm Bob." And Henry said, "What do you do?" Yeah, I said, "I'm a catcher." And Henry said, "For what team?"
That's
Bob Uecker. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
That's beautiful. That's
so
beautiful.
I'm going to have to go redo my work. You know, after the inauguration the other day, Lady Gaga was like, she got, I have the same outfit, and now I can't wear that. So I'm going to have to go find something else. I'm going to have to go redo my wardrobe. Les, I want to thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. And by the way, Rosie, I can't get off the air without telling you, hey, you suck.
Thank you. That's what we're working on.
Thanks for playing along, Les. You're a good man.
Thanks for playing our game.
Yeah.
Drive home safely. Thanks,
Bye,
Les.
Bye, Kathy. Yep. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Aw, right. Les and Kathy cuddled up on a cold Saturday. I just love it. I love it.
You're right. And she's chuckling alongside. And maybe she's just not used to seeing Les up during the day, because we're not used to that.
But
thank him for joining us. Yeah. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we have a special broadcast thing coming up after this.
Oh, great.
On Saturday's Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Kudos, Elaine, on a job. Done.
So Coach Tibbs and Frank Layton are nominees for handsomest NBA coach, to answer your question, Mark.
Frank Layton and who?
Frank Layton and Tom Thibodeau.
Tibbs. He's rugged handsome. He's kick your ass handsome. You know.
He's do your job handsome.
Yo, he's bench press handsome.
Yeah. So I wanted to share with you, Billy Williams, a friend, longtime friend of Henry Aaron, was on earlier with Bruce and Craig, and inside the clubhouse. So we're going to bring that back. Before we do that, we want to thank Tom Silverstein for joining us, talking Packers and Packers Bucks. Rick Camp, Bulls. He's on Bulls postgame. The Bulls and Lakers tonight, 6:45 for you. or 7:45. It's 7:45, I guess. J.J. Stankovitz, hire this man, formerly of NBC Sports Chicago, and Les Grobstein of The Score overnights, talking about Henry Aaron. Mark, if nobody, and Trash Panda was here for the whole show, so he got all sorts of, called out in all sorts of ways, but...
And hey, if I could interject one last time, guys, I was informed that my Uncle Joe's birthday was yesterday, so I want to wish him a happy belated birthday. I don't know if he's listening today, but I was told he does listen regularly, so happy birthday, Uncle Joe.
Okay, Uncle Trash Panda, is he from Alice's side or Shooter's side?
Shooter's side. He lives in Arizona. He's probably out on his deck in sunny Arizona right now.
And we'll have you, so you'll bring us updates on our Chicago quarterback, the Jay Cutler-Kristen thing, and whatever the cause of that was, whatever updates we can have on Instagram.
Will be Johnny on the spot.
All right. And to the WBers out there and the day drinkers, every time you hear Billy Williams say, Craig, take a puff or take a swig.
There you go. That's self-medication in these challenging times.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. If nobody important at Entercom listen, then we'll be back next week, next Saturday at 11. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
How far back you and Hank originally go?
Well, it really is, Bruce, to know that a lot of Hall of Famers has passed away, to name a lot of guys, you know, like Lou Brock, and I was roommates at one time. And, of course, a lot of those individuals, Bob Gibson, passed away. But I guess when a guy that, you know, you grew up with and you've been knowing for a long time, it's a little different. I remember when I was like 14 or 15 years old, when he played with the Mobile Black Bears. He was a second baseman at the time. And, of course, I went down to see a baseball game because my brother was on the same team. My brother was a pitcher on the same team. And to see him playing second base and to follow him through the years as an individual, to know what he's done and hit this historical 755 home runs, to break an all-time record, which was held for many, many years. And it just sad to, you know, to hear about the passing of this individual. I got a call yesterday morning about 9:30, which is a friend of mine and a friend of Billy Aaron and Henry Aaron, and he told me what had happened. Aaron went to sleep last night, and, of course, Billy went in to try to wake him up this morning. He normally wake up about 9 o'clock. And she went in to wake him up, and bless God, he was gone. And I just heard, you know, when you think about that, you think about a little laughter to it, put a little laughter to it. Tom Lasorda going to have a hell of an outfield up there.
Oh, man. that whole team.
He got enough. He don't need no more. He don't need another outfield.
Agreed. And no lefty. He doesn't need a sweet swinging.
No. He don't need a left-handed hitter. Yeah, he got him up there. Yeah, yeah.
You know, people say, Billy, that the sound of the ball coming off Hank's bat. I remember Warren Spahn said he never heard anything like it in his life, and just the consistency with which Hank hammered the ball. Did you see that early on? I mean, you talk about
really
him at age 14 playing second base and then going to the Indianapolis Clowns, eventually moved to the outfield. Did you see him hitting the ball that hard that early?
Well, at that time, Craig, we had a lot of good ball players, and I often say Aaron was he wasn't a big standout when he played on this team because we had so many great ball players. He just got the opportunity to play. But there were several guys, there are a few guys, when the ball hit the bat, I recognized that when I saw him play in the major league, of course. There are several guys that when the ball come off the bat, it's a different sound. And, you know, Buck O'Neill tells a story, and everybody here that, you know, he was outside of the fence, and he heard this guy looked in, hitting the ball, and he looked in, and it was Babe Ruth, you know. And same thing with Aaron. He was on the outside, and when this individual hit the ball, you could tell a different sound. And that's what happened. When the ball come off the bat, you know, he was quick at the plate. And when the ball come off the bat, it was a different sound. because you know he was a line drive hitter, and of course it was a different sound when he hit that ball out of the ballpark and it came back off of Kenny Holtzman on that no-hitter. I know that. I could hear that from left field.
Yeah, that was a special day. I'm Bruce Levine. Matt Spiegel, my co-host, we're having the privilege to talk to Billy Williams about the life and times of Henry Aaron and talk a little bit about that play, because we're talking about the Kenny Holtzman no-hitter in 1969. And take us through that that sequence there where it appears that Aaron has hit a home run and how you positioned yourself, Billy, to save that no-hitter and make that great catch.
Yeah, well, it was a day when the wind was blowing about, I guess, about 35 or 40 miles per hour. And we playing Atlanta Braves, and Kenny Holtzman had a no-hitter going. And I guess this is about the sixth inning. I forget what inning was in, but I know that Kenny had that no-hitter going. And Kenny threw had a good breaking ball, I think it was. And Kenny threw Aaron a good breaking ball. And, of course, as I mentioned, the wind was blowing in about 35 miles per hour. And I looked up, and I kind of gave up on the ball because I know when he hit the ball, it's out of the ballpark. When he get it good, because he's a line drive hitter. But this particular day, the ball was a little high. He got under it a little bit more, and the wind pushed it back in the ballpark. And I'm looking at it, and I almost gave up on it, but I stayed with the ball. And the only reason I caught that ball is a little the fence go around, like going to the clubhouse, the visiting home clubhouse. There's that fence that goes around, and I had to get up in that cranny to catch the ball from home plate. And I think I was looking mostly at the scoreboard when the ball came back in the ballpark. So it was a hell of a thing. And then you look up, and you see Henry Aaron coming around to first base, and you know, he kicking the dirt and say, "I thought I had it," and he was breaking up a no hitter, and it was just a different day that day. It was the team Atlanta hit a lot of hard balls, and I guess when we got in the clubhouse, it was a big deal because we thought about the ball that was hit out the ballpark, but I think the last out was hit to Glenn Beckett. And Beck wasn't sure he got to catch the ball. He got kind of rubber legs. So when we got in the clubhouse, and we started laughing about it.
Hey, Billy, a lot of players, younger players, have talked about Hank being a mentor. But I'm interested in these meetings that you guys used to have before spring training down in Alabama, where the Mobile players like Willie McCovey, Tommy Agee, Cleon Jones, you, I think your brother Franklin, right? Like. Was Hank the leader of those meetings as he was talking to you? What was he talking about when you guys would get together?
Well, you know, it starts out like about 3 weeks before spring training. We're all call around and get together at Carver Stadium, and this is about a block from where Aaron was raised up, and he had been in the major league for quite some time, about 3 or 4 years, I think. But we'll call around to guys in the minor league and at that time, and we go out and hit. We take about 2 rounds of batting practice. We take some fly balls. We take some, you know, hitting. And then we'll, after then, we'll go sit in the stand and we'll just have conversation about baseball, about pitching in the major league, and just about the whole rim of the game of baseball, how to play it, what to do in different situations. Most of all, we talk about the pitching. And, you know, guys would sit there because Aaron had been in the major league for quite some time, so he had the floor. And I guess, you know, when you're young and see this individual have had the success he have had in the big league, you know, throughout the minor league and the big league, you listen. And the thing he talked about, a lot of times he got in the hit and stand behind the ball, hitting the ball they all feels. You know, he just had a way of talking about the whole game of baseball, and I guess it worked out because a lot of guys that he sat and talked to, a lot of those guys, you know, came behind him and made the big league and had some good years on a major league level. So we listened what he said. He talked about a lot of things about baseball, and all of a sudden we get a chance to play, and we tried to do it for others coming along.
That's the voice of Billy Williams joining us on Inside the Clubhouse this Saturday morning. We're privileged to talk to Billy about the life and times of Henry Aaron, who passed away yesterday at age 86. Billy, a different time, a different era. Fergie Jenkins was on our station yesterday. He talked about his relationship with Hank Aaron, but he talked about how most of it was when they both were in the Hall of Fame, like you joined them in the Hall of Fame. Talk mm-hmm. about the pitcher-hitter dynamic back then. I remember actually bringing Bob Gibson over to you during spring training one year, and you guys didn't know each other all that well. Explain that dynamic about how pitchers and hitters didn't talk.
Well, when you mentioned Bob Gibson, he didn't talk to his own players. You know, when he was on pitch that night, he didn't talk to his own players. And I think at Ernie's funeral, I talked about Bob Gibson, and Ernie used to talk about all the time, say, Billy's going to hit a home run off you. And I say, don't make that sucker mad. He's mad already, you know. But pitchers in the major league, they never did have great friendship unless that guy was on his own team, because most of all, when he's out there pitching, he's trying to get this guy out, you know, and it makes it tough to have that conversation. I remember one time the rule they had, you know, that when you visit another team or a team come to you, they had a fraternizing rule. They charge you $50 every time you stand back there and talk to a guy too long. And that's the way it was in the 50s, because you know, there was a lot of sliding, breaking up double plays, knocking down. There was a lot of stuff. So you didn't want to get in between that. You played the game as it should be played, and every phase of the game, you played it hard.
Hey, Billy, he sat breaking ball his whole career, he said. Every at-bat of his life, he sat on a breaking ball because you couldn't get a fastball by him. That's at special stuff. What made it so quick? Those wrists?
That's why Henry Aaron hit 755 home runs. A lot of the players who have played Major League Baseball, they do it a little different way.
Uh-huh.
And I think Aaron did that because he was so quick, the timing, the precision timing at the plate. And he could wait on a breaking ball. And I've seen balls that, you know, if he's waiting on a breaking ball and the ball is inside, and he could still get to that baseball. And most of the individuals now, they hit off the fastball. And, you know, if they're working on a breaking ball and they get the ball inside, I think they're going to get jammed. But Aaron was a different type of hitter. He was so quick at the plate, he stayed behind the ball. A lot of people say he hit off his front foot, you know, but he didn't. The ball was gone at the time. He stayed behind the ball. He was quick. And, you know, he just got the bat head through the ball. He had strong wrists, strong hands, and precision timing. So that's what made him a good hitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.